have indeed.
Yes. What have you found this week?
Oh, well, this week is an interesting... loosely speaking, it's a crime novel, but there's a bit more going on than just the crime. There's the sort of the thriller aspect of trying to climb a very high mountain,
right.
As in a mountain in the Himalayas somewhere.
Right.
So it's a combination. There's a crime that takes place, but there's also the thriller aspect of whether or not the people can get up and down the mountain. Yeah.
So what's the title we're working with here?
The book of this one is called Breathless by a Canadian author, Amy McCulloch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amy is probably better known for her teenage novels, one of which was very successful. This is her first time branching out into adult writing.
Yeah.
And she's done a really good job.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The central character is a struggling journalist who, through a set of unusual circumstances, gets co-opted to join a mountaineering team that is endeavouring to climb a particular peak in the Himalayas as the support group for a very high-profile superstar mountaineer who is endeavouring to climb every peak over 8,000 metres in a certain time span, and it's never been done before, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are question marks about this guy and the way he goes about his stuff, and one thing leads to the other, and there are little things go wrong at varying stages, and the central character, Cecily, she starts to put two and two together and get four and realises that things aren't as they appear. All at the same time as she is trying to conquer her fear of high places. She went climbing with a former boyfriend in Wales. Things went horribly wrong, not entirely of her making. She should never have been put in the position she was in. She gets rescued, but it sort of scars her or colours her whole experience of going out into the wilderness and doing things. And as I say, it's through a set of unusual circumstances that she gets co-opted onto this climbing team, the idea being that she's going to send regular articles back to a major climbing magazine who are based in London. And it's an interesting story in terms of the things that, you know, I think even people who have no interest in climbing understand now as to, you know, what goes on some of the big peaks in the Himalayas, where, you know, there are these just ridiculous numbers of people trying to climb in these extreme circumstances, and you see those extraordinary photographs of these little ant chains running down the mountain.
Yeah.
And so this is part of the background to that, and through it the politics and the less than gentlemanly behaviour that takes place in terms of trying to get your particular team in a better position than one of the other paid professional climbing teams that the climbers are working as guides for these loosely speaking not very experienced climbers who have a stack of money and just want to climb Mount Everest or whatever mountain it is, but they don't really have the skills, and so they've got to have someone to help them, etc., etc. So that's the sort of the factual background against which this story is constructed. And, Amy McCulloch has put together a really good yarn.
Oh,
and
good.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's called Breathless. It's available now. Devonport Bookshop. Amy McCulloch is the author, and you've obviously got a couple of copies there this week.
We have, yes.
Good to hear.
It's got a nice distinctive cover, and can heartily recommend it for anyone that likes quite a quickly paced adventure with a crime element to it.
Yeah, crime seems to be the flavour at the moment. Good on you, Tim Gott, Devonport Bookshop. Cheers.
Thanks very much, Lee. See you. Bye-bye.